You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for checking me out. Share this. Support me if you can. More than anything, share. I try to put out really good content. I try to usually put out a lot of content about natural healing and ways to improve your overall health and going closer to nature and ways you can do that. And you can hear massive conversations I've had with people who have actually done that, gotten off 9 blood pressure meds, gotten off other 12 medications, gotten out of a wheelchair. That's all on my podcast. So you can go check out those episodes from like 2019 early on. But right now I'm addressing what's going on. I have two different things I'm going to read, and these things just actually do make it in the news, some don't. But I wanted to title this one be non-compliant, and nurses, we have a voice. So there's an article out about the mandatory jab could cause severe nursing shortage in the U.S., warns a former reporter, a New York reporter. I love it that the reporter is a Celeste. Anyways, this is not in a big, huge magazine, but we could start seeing that. So starting October 1st, when things are going to get rough, they're going to get super rough in the hospital care because, well, it's just going to be, the jab's not working. It's not working. And so things are going to get rough in October. That's my prediction. So hospitals could face serious shortage. We're already having an increase of all sorts of kind of crazy crap right now in the summer, which is not normal. Then October is when really things ramp up. So rather than quitting their jobs, they are not going to get the experimental thing. So they warn us on October 1st. That's when a lot of places are saying you must get it. And that's when the healthcare system, we have a voice, we can make change. We're going to if you want us to help, fine. I think we should also make a voice that we want to be able to treat patients better. My goodness, can we give them better quality food? Can we get them better quality nutrition in the hospitals? I wish we could stand up and do something about that. But there's an email about the healthcare crisis. And do you think that this could all be just say-so? Anyways, that's a really cool article. You might want to go check it out. You can go probably DuckDuckGo and find it. And there's going to be probably more articles coming out about that because there is going to be. I hope that more people are non-complying and not taking the jab for their own health and for the health of others. I am going to read to you a document that sent to me, and if you want a copy of this, you can write. There's two documents that I've had people send to me, or I have been able to find that you can use and give to your employers. I might have to have this one as a bonus episode. So I have two different documents. I'm going to try to open them up. Let's open up this one first. This one. That's memorandum of the law, the right to refuse the COVID jab. Employers who intend to encourage or mandate a current COVID emergency use authorization, consider the following federal statements before initiating such encouragement. So there's this whole document with this. And this is interesting. But then I also know that Pfizer is trying to push it by the FDA. And if the FDA passes this, then we just lost it. I don't think we lost everything, but I'm just we still have to stand our ground. I'm just screw whatever the FDA says because somebody's paying somebody because we know it's corrupt. So there's an affidavit for religious, and there's two different ones. There's one with the minister wrote a letter. And so I, the minister so-and-so, as an independent Christian clergy, if you have a strong religious belief to why not getting the jab, you can give this to your employer. So there is a couple different ones out there, and then you can have your minister write your own, and then you can do this affidavit, which I already have the affidavit, and you can get it notarized. And then what literally just has all what your beliefs are, and then you I'm exempt from this because of my faith, period. That's what you say. Now there's this other document, this legal document that I just found. This is written by an attorney, a family financial disclosure form. So you can make them sign this and say, okay, well, you sign this and then I'll get it. And then if you have anything that happens, then you have a ground for a lawsuit. They ain't gonna sign it once they read this. They can, you know. The goal of the family financial disclosure form is to ensure that the adverse events and deaths of one family member does not translate into long-term, lifetime, permanent financial destruction of the entire family. That's cool. This form is created to assist families and communities regarding the prepare for the family-wide financial impact of an adverse event resulting from the jab. Reporting of the adverse events injections include death, anaphylaxis, blood clots, related complications, leaky blood vessels, related complications, heart problems, myocarditis, pericarditis, neurological disorders, autoimmune disorders, chronic and inflammatory conditions, blindness, deafness, infertility, fetal damage, miscarriages, and stillbirth. Those are just some of the things that have been reported. Traditionally, an informed consent forms that person getting the jab provide disclosure. Okay, so this is like a 16-page document. It's totally awesome. Thank you whoever put it out and put it out for us to give. I'm just like, wow. Thank you so much. So then they go into this whole thing about the MRI injection. Developers openly said that they are using technology that they've never used before, programming one's body's cells. Ooh, does that sound good? Just telling you, programming a person's cells. Come on, think, all right? That's in the prodermis terminology. Deploying new software. Ooh, do you want that in your body? New software? I don't. Go do it on somebody else and we'll see how it goes for them for a bit. For the inception of the MRI injection to have display a insurgic inflammatory component. Both MRI injections use lipid nanoparticles, and that's LNPS for short, as a built-in gene delivery or carry system for transporting the synthetic mRNA into your cytoplasm. So this lipid panel not only sheds the MRI, promotes cellular uptake of functional adjuvant. Revving up the immune system is what they say. But it is coated with polyethylene glycate, PGE, a controversial chemical associated with adverse responses. I am summarizing this. Moderna has acknowledged that could lead to significant adverse events. The FDA has even indicated that PEG is likely the culprit of a responsibility to anaphylactic reactions. Ugh, I don't know about you, but when I have actually given someone a medication and I put them anaphylactic, I feel horrible as the nurse, even though I'm doing the right thing and hope that most of the time it's okay and we can get them out of that. But if you've taken care of someone with Guillain-Barré, you're going to know that's a debilitating disease. Expert groups and doctors exist in the pharmaceutical evidence warn that the MRI injection can be unexpected to cause blood clotting. Ooh, that doesn't sound good to me. Grave harm to female fertility. And to breastfeeding infants. Ooh, yet they're just pushed off the CDC and said it's safe for pregnant women to get it. I don't even know what to say about that. I don't trust anything now after what I've been seeing in the past year and a half. I don't trust anything the CDC says. I'm like, complete, utter corruption. But if right now our administration that we have, supposedly in the U.S., is just beyond corrupt. If you're in another country, tell me what it's like there. Okay, this goes on and on and on. So then it goes to the adenovirus injection instead of an MRI. The J&J or the AstraZeneca injection used genetically modified common viruses such as a Trojan horse, shut spike protein DNA genetic instructions into the cells. Is studied for several decades, a adenovirus vector injections have checkered past and have failed gene therapy. In late 2000 and 19, the FDA approved the adenovirus vector Ebola vaccine, and the technology has been deployed in experimental Zika and HIV vaccine. But the J&J jab was the first authority of an emergency basis in general population. Both the J&J and the AstraZeneca contain polysorbate 80, which is a structure similar to PGE, which has been associated with hypersensitivity reactions, including anaphylactic. Adverse reporting from the J&J injections have forced the FDA in using a warning about potential fatal blood clots in Guillain-Barré, possible nerve damage. Many individuals also have reported blood clots following the AstraZeneca injections. The Oxford AstraZeneca research team has called for several timeouts during the clinical trials after a trial participant developed a transmital condition such as Guillain-Barré, causing a nerve problem. That's only page 3, you guys. That is only page 3. This goes on and talks about everything in VAERS. This goes on and talks about everything in Europe and the Europe and Vax Tracker, which is another one, and the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. Additional resources, the Children's Health Defense, Open VAERS, the all these other possible sites where you can get information about what the really is happening with the adverse, the notes, 2 pages. Then there is due to diligence. I have completed the due diligence for this. I propose to take, and then, you know, and then you give it to your employer. Oh, this is such a good document. Oh my goodness graciousness. So anyways, I hope I can email this to anybody who emails me at holistictravelnurse@gmail.com. I will try to put the link in the show notes too, just so you can get it. And I don't know if I can get the links to the other one, but my short little thing is that I think we need not to comply. And I keep my mouth shut and my head down when I hear other people saying that I'm doing harm not getting it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm doing my due diligence and doing my own research on it, and I'm feeling not safe. And if you feel the same way, that is your choice. And you stand up for you, and you stand up for your family, and you decide what's good for your body. You make the decisions on your own health with what you put in your body daily and how you take care of your body. Don't let somebody force you. And for goodness sakes, turn off your freaking TV. I mean, it's just nonsense. I was going to look for anything else I have maybe to share with you at this short video, but I'm going to copy it and try to get this into a document, or, you know, the links, so that I can email people or that they can just go and find these. So, anywho, I hope that you're doing well and that you are non-complying, because it's not just that. To me, this is not just that. It's like, what next? Because if you've not listened to the other thing where I talked about the vaccine passport, there is some really negative shit that can be used. Excuse my language. When it comes to that, that is super, super, super scary. And if you've not heard this one...
Who have planned this? It's all planned. Now, why they planned this, I don't know. And I don't even think I want to know.
This system is being put in place using lies, and it's being put in place using lies for some purpose, and I believe that purpose is complete totalitarian control. And I think the purpose of that is going to be mass depopulation.
One of our problems here is the assumption that this is like every other vaccine I've ever seen, and it's not.
It's the greatest experiment that has ever been performed in the history of medicine, and it's been performed on human beings. It's just an incredible thought.
So all of this is just
this started to come together, we started to get kind of a sick feeling in our stomachs that, wait a minute, this is science gone bad here. None of this is supposed to be happening. The CDC has never otherwise explained these stats, and they are so tightly related to the vaccine.
50% of healthcare providers are absolutely not getting this injection. We don't trust the data. The fox guarded the hen house. The companies did their own data. There were no independent observer groups.
You should disregard all announcements about case rates in your community, because they're completely fraudulent.
The very inventor of the PCR test, Nobel Prize winner Carrie Mullis, said this test in itself is not a diagnosis.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody.
But they said we're being pressured in-house to add COVID to the diagnostic list when we think it has nothing to do with the actual cause of death.
As a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates.
It's another level now of criminality.
There's a lot of other doctors who feel the same way. Well, they're too frightened to speak up. And as soon as that happens, a notification, and you're up in the front of the medical board.
Dr. Robert Malone is a vaccine expert. He is the inventor of mRNA technology. He's undergone systematic attack. His history is literally being erased online. These fact-checking groups, for example, factcheck.org, they're funded by an organization that holds over $1.8 billion of stock in a vaccine company.
Once I was censored, I feel like I've kind of gone into this other world, and now I'm surrounded by people that it's kind of normal to have their work talked about in a strange way.
Sent me there to cover the COVID treatments at that hospital. I just wasn't supposed to ask that question. The viewers are being deceived by a carefully crafted narrative.
They are trying to push a narrative that is not based on the decades of immunology.
Nobody's in the hospital. How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news, that's
why. People have turned to Facebook to share their stories and experiences, with one group reaching almost 65,000 members. It was removed overnight for no apparent reason.
The victims of this vaccine, they're not being able to tell their story.
But the censoring has been going on for well over a year. It's well documented. It's unequivocal.
TikTok is taking down all of my sound so that you guys can't hear my story.
The Great Barrington Declaration,
all right,
authored and signed by three of the world's leading experts in epidemiology, infectious diseases, and vaccines.
We've got to the point where scientists such as yourselves need to kind of gather for secret meetings in houses to come out with declarations of dissent.
Are you of the same opinion?
I don't think I can answer that question.
Why not?
Anyone who speaks out against this line of policy is shut down. I basically have to be in line with the government line.
Do you want your physicians and scientists, their voices suppressed? We're polarized right now. We're polarized.
And threaten investigation and discipline for any physicians who express any of the negative aspects of any of these interventions, no matter what the evidence says.
This is crazy!
You're not the first doctor I've heard from. Maybe got unusual visits from the state, or, you know, basically got a lot of pushback.
You have to realize the number of doctors and scientists who are saying no to office outnumbers those who are saying yes.
Ooh. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the boards, you can kill me, you can do whatever, but I'm not going to let Americans die.
25 years ago, Hermann Göring testified at the Nuremberg trial, and he was asked, how did you make the German people go along with all this? And he said, it's an easy thing. The only thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear. You can do this in a Nazi regime, you can do it in a socialist regime, you can do it in a communist regime. You can do it in a monarchy and a democracy.
We, the Germans, are asking this question, how it happens in the 1930s. And a lot of people are now getting a sense
how it happened.
We're held hostage to more and more mutations that can be used to manipulate us over and over again and take away our freedoms.
We've used these tactics in other countries to manipulate, divide and conquer. Now we're watching our own government, our own military use them against us. Men of our unit and our service believe that we're putting our weapons in the wrong direction. This time now the tyranny is against us and our people, and we can't see it because it's on our home soil where it's never been before.
We need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right? You don't get to just say, I'm following orders. And if that costs you your job, so be it. At least you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror at night.
They start enforcing the communist state through the vaccine passport. Please, Australia, do not move to any goalpost the second you do. They start to build the fascist state.
In Australia, people have had it too good for too long, and they see these communist countries and they think, there's no way that could happen here.
We are the most locked down country in the world.
There's over 50,000 people in here!
Massive protest. You know, the media said it was only 3,500 people.
What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish bullheads.
The mainstream media is never, ever, ever going to be on our side because they are owned and controlled by the very people we're fighting against.
They've identified that area as being a really strong area. Strong men, strong morals, strong customs.
You are the toughest. You have the strongest family, community connections, religious connections. You guys are unbreakable. And they know that if they target and break you first, it makes it easier for them to break the rest of us.
Stand the fuck up. Don't be the reason why our future generations look back and think, where the heck were they?
This is the time. There is not going to be another time unless we shake this down.
This is a powerful documentary that's very short. The National Rally. That was something that's you can only like see on Telegram. So I'm going to end it with that. And I'm going to say, stand up, non-comply. Do your research.